Good evening. It's evening three of the 7 day reset. I hope you've had a really good day. Here are your questions to set you up and prepare you before starting your practice this evening. Okay, so question one. Please journal your answer. How are you feeling right now? Question two, how would you like to feel at the end of this evening's practice? Question three, what would you like from your sleep tonight? What would you like from your sleep tonight? Okay, so once you've written your answers down, please get comfy and relax. We're about to start the practice. And you won't need your journal and pen for the first bit. Good evening. It is evening three of the 7 day reset. Well done. You are nearly halfway through the 7 day reset. And that means that you have been learning and growing. You've changed your sleep routine. You've had some awarenesses, some new teachings. You've revisited perhaps some old teachings. And all of what you've been doing is helping you to grow. It's helping you to establish a new routine, a new way of thinking. It's helping you clear some strategies that don't serve you anymore, so that you can live by some new, even more resourceful strategies and create from your heart even more of what you want to show up in your life. That is the purpose of you being here. That is the purpose of my work with you, is to help facilitate that process. And I'm helping you learn this in the easiest way that I possibly can. So, stick with it. Like anything, when we make adjustments, it can feel a little bit strange and a little bit awkward at times, especially when we're really used to our morning and evening routines. So let's jump in. This is your evening practice, and I'm just going to give you a really short teaching, or just a little reminder of why it is so important. The end of your day is really, really, really important in terms of where you place your attention before you go to sleep. Our days are really busy. It's really important to quieten our mind and bring ourselves back to a single point of focus in my mind before we go to sleep. And that is to clear our mind and set ourselves up for a really good, deep, peaceful, healing sleep. Because we know how we feel if we haven't had enough sleep, right? We don't have the same energy, our patience drops, our bodies don't generate as well as they could. So you're learning a really simple way of how to set yourself up beautifully before going to sleep. So, what else can I share with you right now? I think that's about it. Just go with the flow. We're going to go into meditation. We're going to take you into the heart. And then we're going to do a little simple review at the end of the day to help you let go of anything you don't need, so that you can just give yourself that space. And all you have to do is follow my lead. What could be easier? All right, here we go. Make sure that you're sitting really, really comfortably. Gently close your eyes. Place a gentle smile on your face. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Gently tuck your chin towards your chest, feeling a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. Imagine a golden thread coming out of the top of your head. Gently pulling you up from your hips so that you're awake and alert, feeling relaxed. There should be no strain in your body. It's the end of the day. It's time to let it go, to come back to yourself. To be here and present in this now moment before you go to sleep. So just take your awareness to your eyes now, allowing them to be soft and relaxed now. Take your awareness to your chin and your jawline. And allow that to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your tummy and hips and allow that area to soften and relax now. Feel your sitting bones on your chair, your support on the floor, whatever you're sitting on. And just really feel that connection, knowing that you're here, grounded, safe and protected. Feel your next breath moving gently in through your nostrils, touching the back of your throat. Nourishing you. Allow the gentleness of your breath to start to relax your cells even more than they already are. As you're preparing yourself to go into a sleep state, not yet, once this practice is finished. Feel and hear the voices from deep within congratulating yourself for giving yourself this space to be here right now to help you feel rejuvenated. Refreshed, helping you to have clarity of mind, helping you to let go, to set you up for your sleep so that you feel even more resourced and refreshed in the morning, ready to get going again. Now take your awareness to your heart and think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Send your energy from your heart, this lightness, this playfulness, this lovely energy, all the way down through your being, through your body, down through your legs, out through your feet, down into the earth below. Keep going with your energy deeper and deeper and deeper. Feel your energy traveling through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Send your energy down until you meet the most beautiful pink rose quartz crystal. Wrap your energy around the quartz crystal. This is the energy of Mother Earth. Stable, grounded, loving, cherishing, bountiful, lovely, generous, faithful, ever-present, ever-supportive, gently encouraging you to be your best. That quiet maternal voice in the background. Merge your energy with this energy and draw it up through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Drawing it up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, up through the base of your spine, into your heart. Magnify this feeling by 1,000-fold and send it up through your body, out through the top of your head, out through the ceiling and up into the night sky. Keep going higher and higher and higher. While you keep going higher, get a sense of the feeling of your connection with your sitting bones, with the floor or your chair, knowing that you're grounded while still maintaining your awareness of going higher and higher and higher. Connect with a beautiful white light that is never ending. Expansive, wholesome, energizing. Connect with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. Feel their love and their wisdom. It is for you. You are a part of them, they are a part of you. The white light, imagine that it's a masculine energy. Kind and steadfast, thoroughly caring, grounded, humorous, generous of spirit. Draw all of these energies back down through the atmosphere, back down through the night sky. Bring them down through the top of your head. Clearing, healing, activating and harmonizing all of your cells, all of your molecules, all of your electrons. Draw this energy gently down through the top of your head. It's a beautiful white light. It's very calming. It has a stillness about it. Allow your breath to move this energy gently around your body to wherever it needs to go. Imagine each of your cells filling up, and as each cell fills up, by osmosis, it fills the next cell up. That's right. Feel this energy moving around your body. Any area of your body that feels a little dense, just pause for a moment and pay attention to that area, sending this healing energy there now. Send it all the way down to your toes, to your fingers, to the end of your hair, to the end of your eyelashes. Fill your organs with this beautiful, pure, white healing light. Imagine that it's merged in your heart with the crystalline energy of below. It's a pink color merging with a bright white light from above. Warm, tender, loving, kind. Enjoy these moments and breathe in your own time. Keep smiling. Take your awareness to your heart. And now give yourself permission to let go of all worries, fears and anxieties. Send these feelings down through your body, down and out through the soles of your feet. And imagine that these energies are like black smoke. And I want you to imagine that you're sitting on a beach. You can see the sea and the horizon. In front of the sea is a trapdoor. At the bottom of the trapdoor is fire. I want you to imagine that your worries, fears, and anxieties have moved out through the soles of your feet, out across the sand, and are going down into that trapdoor and being transmuted by the fire below, right in the heart of the earth. You can hear, imagine you can hear the waves gently crashing next to the trapdoor. And just allow that smoky black substance to keep pouring out of the soles of your feet across the sand, down into that trapdoor. And as the smoky black sensation is coming out of your body and going down into that trapdoor, imagine at the same time that the sun is starting to set behind the horizon. Just keep letting them go, all of those anxieties, all of those fears, all of those worries, all of those doubts. Let them go now, traveling across the sand, going down into the trapdoor, down into the fires which are transmuting them. You're feeding the fires. As the sun is going down on the horizon, just notice that the trapdoor is starting to close. The black smoky whispers are getting less and less as you let go of all of those worries, fears and anxieties, allowing the flames to consume them and transmute them. The trap door is closing and the sun has just dropped down below the horizon. Well done. Bring your awareness back to your heart. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle or laugh. Activate the pink and the white light in your heart. Send this around your system. Keep breathing. Expand this feeling into the room. Now expand this feeling, this pink and this white light beyond, out through the windows, out through the doors. Expand it beyond your house. Send it through your community. Now send it across your country. Now send it out beyond your country, across your continent. And imagine that it's connecting with the energies of everybody else who's connected through this practice. And it's merging all around the world. Feel that energy building right now. Gently draw your awareness back, bring your energy back, bring it back into your country, into your community, draw it back into your house, and draw it back into your system. Breathe and smile. Now gently fill up, expand your energy into the room. Smile, and then bring it back in and draw it back into your physical form. Feeling your energy topped up. Hold this energy inside your physical form. Gently breathe. In your own time, wiggle your fingers and toes. Welcome back into the room. Very gentle. You stay in this meditative state. Okay. Refer back to the inside of your journal. You will by now have stuck in your reason why you're here doing the Manifest Your Abundance practice. And you will see the two reasons why you're choosing, why it's important to you at this time to be a part of this process, why it's important for you to be an even more powerful manifester than you already are, because you know that it's going to help you make changes in your life. You've already started to become aware of what those changes are that you'd like for yourself, and step by step you're learning the skills of how to become that powerful manifester. So just remind yourself now, have a look at the front of your journal. If you haven't written it in, write it in. Why are you here doing this program? And what are the two reasons? Why is it important for you to be, why is that important to you, and why is that important? And I asked you also yesterday to write down, I am 100% committed to showing up for myself every day so that I can continue to be a powerful manifester in the easiest possible way. And I also asked you to sign it and date it. Okay, so part of accelerated learning techniques is reviewing. It's bolted in all the way through what I teach you. So that's your reminder. When things get tough, when we think of when an excuse comes in and we're buying into our limitations of why we can't have or be what we want, bring yourself back to that and remind yourself why you're here. And what would be really cool is each day just to come back to it and add a little picture. You don't have to be an artist to do this. Draw a little picture, because the subconscious mind likes images. It can grasp onto things. So build your picture. Build, this is really important. Remember, when your whys are big enough, your hows will follow. The subconscious mind, when we think, again, a little review for you, when we say what we want and we put it out to the universe that we want something, and our subconscious mind, which is there to protect us and stop us from doing silly things, can't see how you're going to do something, it can start putting the brakes on and go, oh, I don't know how to do it. Shut down, alert, 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 alert. With this process, one step at a time, I'm going to help you override that little thing that the brain does so that you can keep manifesting the things that you want and not slipping back into those patterns of, yay, I want this, and then suddenly allowing those fears and those doubts. So hang in there, trust the process, you're doing really well, one step at a time. Okay, so let's set you up to round your day off in a really positive way. So, what's gone well today? Start writing. Don't think about it, just write bullet points. What has gone well today. What else? What else has gone well today? What else? What else has gone well today? Keep going. It can be the most smallest of things. What else has gone well today? Okay, was there anything that didn't go so well today? Because that happens, right? Write it down. And now step back. Be gentle on yourself, because not everything goes well. When things don't go well, often it's an opportunity for growth. Get excited. You're learning new skills and strategies to look at ways and problem solve in a different way so that life can become even more magical and joyful. So, if something didn't go so well for you today, what would you do differently next time? What advice would your best friend give you? Take the emotion out of it and get objective. Sometimes shit happens. So just get your strategy in place for how you would approach it differently next time and then let it go. Nothing means anything apart from the meaning we put on things. When things don't go wrong, we can get really stuck and attached to the negativity around it. So just let it go. Okay. The more unattached we can come to the things that we perceive as not going well, the more flexible we can become. The more behavioural flexibility we have, the more resilient we can become and the more adaptable we are to changes, which means that that helps us be a powerful manifestor rather than getting stuck in the, that's gone wrong, I can't do that. Okay, what challenge did you overcome today? What challenge did you overcome today? Okay, so look at what you've written. How does that feel? Look at what you've written. How does that feel? It's really fun to relive the feelings of the things that are positive and to bring them back into our awareness just before we go to sleep. It's like, wow, I forgot about that. Because we can be so busy during the day and dealing with this and dealing with that. So just keep it really simple. How does all of that make you feel? Okay, what have you learnt today? Three things that you've learnt today. Write those down. There might be things that you've learnt about yourself. Whatever it is, what have you learnt today? Write down three things, bullet points. And what difference is it going to make in your life becoming aware of that? What difference moving forward is it going to make to your life being aware of that? Okay, so gently close your eyes. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle or laugh. Place your awareness in your heart. Imagine that beautiful pink. pink rose quartz and that beautiful white light energy. Reactivate it now with your intention. Just feel it, using your breath to move it around your body. Well done. Okay. So what in this now moment do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for? Trust the awareness that comes to you now. Write your answer down. Keep it succinct. Keep it short. What else? Close your eyes. What else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Write your answer down. Don't overthink it. Just scroll down what comes through. Trust your pen. Then close your eyes. Connect in with your heart. Feel that beautiful pinky crystalline energy. Merged with that beautiful white light. What else? What else do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Okay. Well done. So, check back. How were you feeling at the beginning of this practice? And how are you feeling now? Have you met your intention that you set for yourself in terms of how you wanted to feel at the end of this practice, or is it in process? Have an amazing sleep and do decide what you'd like from your sleep tonight, and imagine waking up feeling bright, energized, and ready for your day before you go to sleep. Have an amazing sleep. Good night.